Heavenly Father, we pray that you will open your word to our hearts and open our hearts to your word. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Well, yesterday was Valentine's Day, named after Saint Valentine, Christian saint and martyr. The hearts are still out on the tables from yesterday. The source did a Valentine's Day theme, and so that's all very nice. And we have an arrangement, my wife and I have an arrangement on Valentine's Day. We get each other cards, but I buy her flowers not on that day, but the day after, when they're at a much more reasonable price. And Anna's quite happy with that arrangement. Well, she is now. Maybe when we were first married, that she wouldn't have been quite so happy. Well, Valentine's Day is all about love, of course, isn't it? And there are actually different types of love, of course. So there's the romantic love, which is features heavily on Valentine's Day. But, of course, there's parental love, there's love for family members, there's brotherly or sisterly love, friendship love. And most supremely and most beautifully, there's the love of God shown in Christ. God's gracious love to us, even though we were sinners, Christ died for us. It's God's undeserved, unmerited, extravagant love in Christ. And God's love, which wants the very, very best for all of us from God's eternal perspective of truth and grace. And love is defined in 1 Corinthians 13, that famous verse or famous passage of scripture that's often read at weddings. But actually, the love it talks about is God's love in Christ. And it's, I'll just read what it says. Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it's not proud, it does not dishonor others, it's not self-seeking, it's not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth, and it always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.